With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Sunridge Dairy in Nampa, Idaho says it's losing more than $4,000 a day. The family dairy milks 2,900 cows, sending roughly 250,000 pounds of milk down the road to the Sorrento Lactalis cheese plant every day. Sunridge Dairy isn't alone, and despite ongoing industry labor shortages, there's one obvious reason for the loss: tariffs impacting key Idaho trade partnerships. Farmers Union President Roger Johnson says his group supports the president's efforts to improve fair trade relationships with their trading partners, but they have also grown somewhat weary.
Market prices for farm products are plunging from already very low levels, and it's been estimated that farmers lost more than $13 billion last month alone due to these trade disruptions.
He says the National Farmers Union is urging the administration to do more to provide a long-term fix to the long-term damage of the trade war. Looking specifically at Idaho, businesses there, especially in the agriculture industry, are already paying for these retaliatory tariffs. Canada, China, and Mexico were among Idaho's top foreign export destinations in 2017. State Department of Agriculture also says tariffs have had an undeniable effect, and they've been fielding worried calls from businesses across the state. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.